Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Primal Intelligence, You Are Smarter Than You Know, by Angus Fletcher, is a non-fiction work about human cognition, creativity, and decision-making in conditions where logic, data, and prediction are insufficient. Fletcher, a professor associated with Ohio State University Project Narrative, argues that the human mind has forms of intelligence that are older than formal reasoning and different from computational processing. The book identifies intuition, imagination, emotion, and common sense as core capacities that help people adapt to uncertainty, notice anomalies, create possibilities, and judge wisely when rules are incomplete. Drawing on story science, psychology, neuroscience, literature, leadership studies, and military training contexts, Fletcher positions primal intelligence as a practical human advantage in an era shaped by artificial intelligence. The book is not a technical manual on machine learning or a conventional self-help formula. Its purpose is to reframe intelligence as action-oriented, narrative-based, emotionally informed, and trainable, rather than merely analytical or test-measurable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, primal intelligence reframes human smartness as narrative action rather than computation. A central argument of the book is that human intelligence should not be measured only by the standards of logic, calculation, or data processing. Fletcher distinguishes the mind from a computer by emphasizing that people do not simply optimize from fixed inputs. They act in uncertain situations, revise their aims, imagine alternative futures, and interpret events through story-shaped sequences of cause, consequence, conflict, and purpose. This narrative orientation matters because real life rarely presents clean problems with stable variables. A leader, parent, doctor, entrepreneur, or soldier often must decide before all evidence is available. In that context, intelligence includes knowing what kind of situation one is in, what action might change it, and what future could be made possible. Fletcher therefore challenges educational and professional cultures that overvalue standardized performance while undervaluing adaptive judgment. The book treats narrative thinking not as decorative storytelling, but as a cognitive structure that helps humans connect perception, intention, emotion, and action. This framing is what makes the book distinctive within popular intelligence literature. It shifts attention away from how humans can imitate machines and toward the kinds of flexible thinking that become most valuable when machine-style reasoning reaches its limits. Secondly, intuition operates by noticing exceptions that standard patterns overlook. Fletcher presents intuition as more than a vague feeling or irrational impulse. In the book, intuition is linked to the ability to detect anomalies, exceptions, and details that do not fit established rules. This is a different kind of intelligence from statistical generalization. Data systems are strong at identifying dominant patterns, but innovation often begins when someone notices the odd case that does not belong. Fletcher uses examples associated with artists, inventors, scientists, and athletes to show how exceptional attention can open new possibilities. The point is not that intuition is always correct or that evidence should be ignored. Rather, intuition can provide the first alert that an existing model is incomplete. It tells the thinker that something in the environment deserves renewed attention. This interpretation makes intuition practical. It can be cultivated by asking what seems strange, what violates expectation, and what may be hidden inside an apparent mistake. The book thereby recovers intuition from both mysticism and dismissal. It becomes a disciplined sensitivity to mismatch in volatile environments. This matters because the first sign of change is often not a complete trend, but a single irregularity that conventional analysis is trained to smooth away. Thirdly, imagination is treated as the capacity to create futures rather than predict them. The book gives imagination a strategic role that differs from fantasy or escape. Fletcher argues that human beings are not limited to forecasting what existing data suggests will happen. They can form new possibilities, test alternative courses of action, and bring futures into being through creative choice. This is especially important in uncertain environments, where prediction can fail because the conditions themselves are changing. Entrepreneurs, commanders, teachers, and innovators often succeed not by calculating the most probable outcome, but by generating a new option that did not previously exist. In this sense, imagination is an action-oriented cognitive power. It turns the anomaly detected by intuition into a possible path forward. Fletcher connects this capacity to narrative because stories allow people to simulate consequences, roles, obstacles, and reversals before acting. The practical implication is that imagination can be trained by expanding the range of possible next moves rather than by demanding one correct answer too early. This challenges rigid planning cultures that treat uncertainty as a defect to be eliminated. Fletcher instead treats uncertainty as the condition in which imagination becomes most useful, because it gives the mind room to invent rather than merely comply with inherited patterns. Fourthly, emotion functions as information for adaptation, not as the enemy of reason. A major part of Fletcher's approach is his refusal to treat emotion as merely a bias that contaminates rational thought. The book argues that emotions can signal the status of a plan, the need for adjustment, and the direction of personal growth. Fear, for example, can indicate that a person lacks a workable plan or faces a threat that requires strategic attention. Anger can reveal blocked purpose or urgency, while also requiring regulation so that it does not narrow judgment. The value of emotion lies neither in surrendering to it nor suppressing it, but in reading it as part of an adaptive system. This view aligns with the broader thesis that human intelligence is embodied and action-oriented. People make decisions under pressure with limited time, and emotional signals help prioritize what matters. Fletcher also connects emotion to resilience, because recovering from stress or trauma requires more than abstract reasoning. It requires the ability to reinterpret experience, revise aims, and regain agency. The book, therefore, places emotional intelligence inside a larger framework of decision, making rather than treating it as a separate interpersonal skill. Emotion becomes one of the ways the mind detects when a story, plan, or identity needs to change. Lastly, common sense judgment becomes essential when rules, data, and expertise are incomplete. Common sense is one of the book's most practical but easily misunderstood concepts. Fletcher does not present it as ordinary opinion or unexamined habit. Instead, he treats common sense as the ability to make wise judgments when formal rules are insufficient, data is partial, and conditions are ambiguous. This kind of judgment is central to leadership and real-world problem-solving, because many consequential situations do not come with a reliable algorithm. A person must weigh context, human motives, timing, risk, and moral consequence. Common sense, therefore, integrates the other primal powers intuition notices what does not fit. Imagination creates possible actions, emotion signals what matters, and common sense chooses a workable path. The book connects this capacity to training environments associated with high-stakes decision-making, including military and civilian leadership contexts. Its broader implication is that expertise alone is not enough if expertise becomes rigid. People need judgment that can transfer across domains and remain functional under pressure. Fletcher's position is especially relevant in the age of artificial intelligence, because automated systems can generate outputs from patterns, but they do not possess lived responsibility for action. Common sense is where human intelligence becomes accountable to messy reality rather than abstract correctness. In conclusion, primal intelligence is best suited for readers interested in decision-making, leadership, creativity, education, resilience, and the future of human intelligence in an AI-shaped world. It will appeal to business leaders, entrepreneurs, teachers, coaches, military professionals, students, and general readers who want a broader account of intelligence than IQ, credentials, or analytical speed. As its practical benefit is not a checklist of productivity habits, but a vocabulary for recognizing and strengthening capacities that people often undervalue, noticing exceptions. Imagining alternatives, using emotion as feedback, and exercising judgment when no formula is available. Intellectually, the book stands out because it crosses boundaries between literature, neuroscience, psychology, and organizational training. Compared with many books about intelligence, it is less focused on measurement and more focused on adaptive action. Compared with many books about AI, it does not simply warn against machines or celebrate them. It asks what kinds of cognition remain distinctively human. Readers seeking a narrowly technical or heavily empirical academic treatment may find its interdisciplinary style more interpretive than formal. Even so, its distinctive contribution is clear. It argues that the mind's strengths most needed in uncertainty are not the machine-like ones, but the primal, narrative, emotional, imaginative, and common-sense capacities that help people create the next move. If you would like to support Angus Fletcher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.